A Skagway elected official convicted of federal tax charges continues to serve on the Borough Assembly. And a search firm lays out plans for the new Haines manager and police chief. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. It appears that longtime Skagway elected official Dan Henry will continue to serve on the Borough Assembly and as chair of the Finance Committee. Henry owns the Skagway Fish Company restaurant. He was recently convicted in federal court of willful failure to timely file income tax returns, which could come with a prison sentence. Henry participated in an assembly meeting Thursday night. At the meeting, the only mention of Henry's conviction came from Mayor Mark Schaefer.
I think we're all aware of Assemblyman Dan Henry's personal situation of failing to file timely tax returns. As soon as we became aware of this, we contacted our borough attorney to get his advice and legal opinion. Our attorney reviewed the situation and gave his legal opinion, which essentially says that there is nothing in Skagway's code that requires Mr. Henry to resign or be removed. That's all I got to say on that.
Borough Attorney Bob Blasco did not return KHNS's request for comment Friday. Skagway Municipal Code states that the Assembly can declare a seat vacant for several reasons. Those include a conviction of a felony or of an offense involving a violation of the oath of office, or the conviction of a felony or misdemeanor that includes corrupt practice. Two-thirds of the Assembly has to agree on the corrupt practice charge to unseat a member. After the mayor's remarks, Thursday's meeting continued without any other comments from the Assembly or the public about Henry's situation. Henry did not return calls for this story by deadline. Reached by phone Friday, Assemblymember Jay Burnham referred to the borough attorney's opinion that there's nothing in Skagway Code warranting Henry's removal from public service.
As far as I know, he hasn't done anything wrong being the financial chair for the city in the last 18 years or so. And so if he did, it would be a different story, I suppose.
Assemblyman Tim Cochran told KHNS that if the borough attorney says Henry can stay on the assembly, so be it.
But on an ethical and moral issue, I think he probably should have removed himself from Finance Committee. That's just my opinion.
Cochran says as far as Henry's conviction of failing to timely file income tax returns,
that's between him and the government, pretty much. But when it comes to being an elected official, you know, you're held at a higher regard by the public, especially if you're in charge of public funds.
Cochran is also on the Finance Committee, along with Steve Burnham Jr. The committee reviews finance-related proposals such as bids for major projects and makes recommendations to the Assembly. The finance chair has the power to authorize municipality purchases between $5,000 and $25,000. KHNS was not able to reach Assembly members Angela Greaser and Spencer Morgan by deadline Friday. Assembly member Steve Burnham Jr. said in an email that, quote, considering the borough attorney's opinion, it is prudent to wait and see what the judge's determination is, end quote. Sentencing for Henry is planned for this spring. A judge will decide whether to sentence him to time in prison or impose probation. Henry's plea agreement includes a recommended prison sentence between 8 and 24 months. He will also be ordered to pay more than $600,000 in restitution to the IRS for unpaid taxes between 2004 and 2012. Negotiations over Henry's plea agreement lasted nearly 2 years. During that time, he was reelected and served as negotiator for the borough in talks with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad on a Tidelands lease extension. That lease was ultimately rejected in a public vote last fall. Henry was first elected to the Assembly in 1998. His current term expires in 2017. The husband and wife duo hired to find candidates for Haines' next permanent police chief and borough manager have been busy meeting with borough staff and assembly members in town this week. On Thursday, they outlined a timeline for the new positions to the Public Safety Commission and a few members of the public. KHNS's Jillian Rogers reports.
Richard Fersman and his wife, Arena, say they want to find two qualified people who will settle down in Haines to fill the two key borough roles. And if all goes well, our new leaders will be on the payroll by summer.
You're in that point now, manager after manager after manager, chief after chief after chief. And so it's time for some stability in those areas.
That's Fersman, who says his company has helped find more than 125 municipal officials for communities across the country. The company, Brammeier Fersman, was hired in late December by the borough to the tune of $27,000 plus expenses. Fersman admits, though, that Haines is only the second community where he's been tasked with finding both a manager and police chief. At this week's Public Safety Commission meeting, only a few members of the public showed up. But together with the few assembly members on hand, the acting police chief, and commission members, they came up with a long list of desired attributes. Among them was the wish for a community-minded, fair, educated team player with no shortage of common sense. But the list of challenges faced by the future police chief was equally as long. Acting Chief Josh Dryden says perhaps the biggest hurdle in finding the right person is the low salary. And he says being consistently understaffed is a burden.
I have a lot of staffing to do certain things, like drug-related enforcement. It's really hard to do in a small town. Everything else is just basic police work. If they've been on the road for any number of years, they should be fine, even if they've come from another state.
Haines has been without a permanent chief since last spring. Dryden took over as acting chief in November when interim Robert Griffiths left for greener pastures. Dryden says it's important for him to get some face time with the finalists. He says his ideal boss would be a chief that favors education over enforcement.
I don't think there's been a lot of officer involvement with the hiring. And this is a very specific type of job. I just need a couple hours with the guy.
The first step is for the Firstmans to compile all the information they gathered on their two-day trip to Haines. That data includes information from multiple interviews, feedback from the one and only public meeting, and results from the survey circulated to community members. From there, they'll produce a community profile. Fersman explains.
On the profile, what it starts with is a little description of our DNA as a community. So it'll talk about what's special about Haines.
The job description and the community profile will come back for borough approval on February 23rd. After that, advertisements will go out nationwide. The close date for applications is March 28th. After review, the candidates will be whittled down by the Fersmans. Those who make it past the first screening will be scrutinized methodically after that with background checks, calls to references, and a personality profile. The Fersman team will interview candidates who fit the criteria outlined by the borough and residents who filled in the surveys for 1 hour.
And from that 1 hour interview and the other material, we produce a report on each candidate. The reports will then be consolidated and we'll send those to the assembly and also with the commission.
The Assembly and Public Safety Commission will have about a week to review the reports before Fersman returns to Haines to discuss further narrowing the pool. That could mean up to 5 or 6 contenders. Once the finalists are selected, a more thorough criminal background check and credential check is conducted, as well as interviews with workmates and other acquaintances. The interviews are tentatively slated for the week of May 9th, with finalists scheduled to come to Haines for a tour and meet and greet after that. Finally, the selection will be unveiled. That means, depending on how much time the new hires need to give their current jobs, the new officials would likely start in June.
We're going to really have to provide a lot of support to the new manager and to the police chief. Whether they end up being internal candidates or external, they're going to need help. They're going to need support.
Fersman says the timeline is for both the manager and police chief search, which means they'll happen simultaneously unless the assembly decides otherwise. Interim manager Brad Ryan says waiting to hire a new manager so that he or she can hire the chief puts more undue strain on the police department. In the end, the commission voted to recommend conducting the two searches at the same time. Fersman told the small group Thursday that the borough is in a crisis situation without permanent leadership. But he says in just a few short months, the goal is to hire two people that will come to love Haines so much they'll find it, quote, the hardest place in the world to leave. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.